So we're going to move on and go ahead and into our business meeting. And in that meeting, we have up first, and all of you, by the way, too, before I get started, all of you chapter presidents, make sure you're on here. And if anybody got off, please note that we have moved right into our meeting. So get them back on the phone if they have gotten off, if you're close by them, if you can text them or whatever. So when I call chapter presidents to give your reports, please be available. Avail yourself to that report. Also, and I think we'll get through pretty quick because we got a packed agenda in the morning. Let's go with the first thing up is from our audit committee, and it's our number one very own Pam Schnur.
All right.
I'm making all the motions tonight.
Well, I met with Micah over the phone, of course, and went over the last statements, bank statements, and it's kind of difficult because you're not there to see all the invoices and all of that, but it looks like it to me that everything is in great shape and Micah's doing a wonderful job. That's my report.
All righty. Do I have a motion to accept the auditor's report?
Make a motion to accept the report.
Lee Martin, and is there a second?
Second.
All right. Okay. We move to second. We accept the auditor's report as given. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed. All right. Good job. Thank you. Okay. Let's move on to the treasurer's report. Micah, you're up next.
Mr. President, can I offer a door prize?
You absolutely can, because you're our door prize person. You're our treasurer and you're all things money. So let's go with it.
All right. So I want to infuse a little joy into your life before I get into some numbers here. But with the door prizes, since convention is different this year, door prizes are also different. So I'm going to lay out the procedures that we're going to use this year. And I would invite you to lessen your distractions and listen so that you can be more likely to win a door prize and follow the right process to claim that. So all of our prizes this year are going to be in the form of gift cards. They're not all in the same amount, but they're all in the form of gift cards. And those gift cards will be mailed to the address that you provided on your registration upon your winning and your claiming those prizes. So with that said, only the folks who registered are in the pool for winning a door prize. And what we're going to do is that whenever President Brown calls for a door prize, I will randomly select a name using a random number generator, and that name will be called. And once I call that name, you will have 30 minutes to claim your prize. 30 minutes from the time that I announce it, and I'll give you a time. If I announce it at 1:15, I'll tell you you need to claim it by 1:45. You'll have 30 minutes to claim it, and you can claim it in one of three ways. These are listed in order of preference, so please do the first method if you are at all able. So the first thing that you can do to claim your door prize if you win is to raise your hand in Zoom. You can raise your hand. You can use *9 for that, or you can click, or however you need to raise your hand, you can do that. If you are using the phone or you're somehow unable to raise your hand in Zoom, that's okay. You can text me. My phone number is in the chat here, and then it's also in an email message that you'll receive, but I'll say it now just for so that you have it. It's 317-408-0649. 317-408-0649. You can text that number if you're unable to raise your hand. You must use the phone number that is associated with your registration, or it won't be valid. And thirdly, if for some reason neither of those two options work, you may email me at micahball@yahoo.com. That's also in the chat, and it's in an email that you're going to receive very soon. You can email me from the email address that you used in your registration to claim your prize. No matter which method you use, you must do it within 30 minutes of announcing the prize. So all that being said, we will announce our first winner. And our first winner for the 2020 virtual NFBI convention, and this is a $50 gift card, starting us off right, that's Ms. Jill Young. Jill Young. Jill, it is 8:02. You have until 8:32 to claim your prize. You can raise your hand in Zoom. You can text me or you can email me. All right. So that's the door prize. And should Jill not claim her prize, we will move on to another person. But now I'm going to go to our treasurer report. This is a little briefer than than it might normally be, just because this year with Corona has been a little bit quiet in some respects, but I'll share this anyway. All right. Our balance, and this is for the year of 2020, so this starts on January 1st and it goes until October 6th. Our balance at the beginning was $7,411.23, and our current balance as of October 6th was $14,799. I'm going to go through all of our credits, so all of the additions to our account. I'll give you those totals, and then I'll go through all the expenses to our account and those totals as well. So for the credits, we had a network for good amount, which is $210. We had earned income and fundraising of $2,160. Sponsorships for the state convention and also for the Labor of Love Ball in the amount of $6,000. So I note that just to say that some of those funds are earmarked already. We had an insurance overpayment refund in the amount of $548. We had general donations of $1,936. And we had dues of $110 for a total in our account of $10,964. And then our PayPal account that we maintain separately is listed separately. And we had donations, general donations to PayPal in the amount of $130.18 for a grand total of $11,094.18 in credits to our account this year. Now for expenses, we do participate in the PAC plan. That's the pre-authorized contribution plan where we send a monthly contribution to our national treasury, and that was in the amount of $350. We had $895.15 in phone bills from AT&T for the first part of this year. We've since exited that contract. We have National Convention Fund contributions. That's the Ten Brook Fund, the Sun Fund, the Jernigan Fund, and the White Cane Fund, and that was in the amount of $500, $125 to each of those accounts. We had expenses at Washington Seminar for ground transportation in the amount of $146. We had expenses from Washington Seminar hotel rooms in the amount of $1,820.80. And we had an expense for a fee for the Secretary of State in the amount of $72. We did not have PayPal expenses this year, other than the fees that come from PayPal, and those are just reflected in the amount of the donation that we receive. So our total expenses were $3,783.95. And again, our ending balance as of October 6th was $14,799.00. And that, sir, is my report.
All righty.
Will the treasurer's report be accepted as read?
Been moved. Is there a second?
Yeah, a second.
Lee seconds it. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed. All right. So I was rethinking back on door prizes, and I was the timekeeper on my line when I pledged a fraternity at my school. And our treasurer, you guys are lucky she's treasurer, because you would not get 30 minutes if I was timekeeper. I just had to say that because it is incredible. You guys are lucky to have Micah to give you guys lots of time to call in to give you your prize. But had it been me, no. Anyway,
and be respectful of all of our members' facilities with technology, sir.
Uh-huh. I am too, but I'm not that generous. But you good. All righty. That's why you take care of the money and I don't. Let's see here. Let's move on to, let's see, that was the treasurer's report. Now, resolutions committee. Chris Hollingsworth, you are up next with resolutions.
Okay, this year we have 5 resolutions. I'm not going to read them all right now because we're going to be going through them tomorrow. Some of them will be read as part of different agenda items. For example, there's going to be an agenda items on parents' rights, and we have a resolution to do with parents' rights. So the 5 resolutions this year, we have one dealing with COVID-19 relief for the Randolph Shepherd vendors. We have one dealing with the parents' rights bill that failed to pass last year through the Senate. We have a resolution on voting rights. We have 2 resolutions dealing with vocational rehabilitation, one dealing with the homemakers and unpaid family workers goals that are no longer available through voc rehab. And we also have one dealing with the ineligibility of people that are 55 years of age and older. They are not allowed to get voc rehab services. And we have a resolution on that. And that is my report, Mr. President. Did we lose somebody?
He's unmuted, but I don't know if his connection went bad and his phone just disconnected. So, Ron, if you're trying to speak, we cannot hear you, sir. You have to use your phone.
Right.
There you are.
Here I am. I'm sorry. Okay. You ready? Phone was acting crazy.
Yes,
let's
sir.
See. Okay. I'm back with you. Let's move on. Resolutions to... here we go. Okay. The PAC plan, I believe it is. Let me make sure I got my notes correct. Let's see.
Give me a second. I might have to elevate Christopher Myers.
Yeah, Christopher Myers, are you on here? If you are, raise your hand.
Hey, Ron, this is Tyler Sherrick.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, are we going to push it? Are we going to accept Chris's report as read? We didn't do a first and a second.
We don't have to vote on it.
Okay.
Yeah, but we will vote on the resolutions tomorrow, sir, but thank you for asking.
Yeah, typically, the only reports that have to be approved are the treasurer's and secretary's reports.
Just checking.
All right, Christopher.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm here.
Yes, sir. We hear you.
Righty.
All right, guys. It's Christopher with the PAC plan again, and I am excited to bring you guys a report. Last time we talked, I was really new into the role, and hopefully I am getting a bit of my sea legs here. The PAC plan, for those of you who don't know, is the pre-authorized contribution plan, and the plan is basically the one of the main ways that the Federation has developed long-term financial health and plans for. And so the PAC plan does everything from funding day-to-day operations to longer-term plans for the organization. So the best things that you can know up front is if you have not given before and you'd like to give, there are new ways to give as of this year. The website to give at is nfb.org/PAC, and at that website you can pledge a new amount starting from anywhere from $5 upwards. I'll get out some more information for you guys as well here. The phone number to reach the I'll pull that up here. I haven't got that up just yet, but the so I'll circle back around to the number to that phone number to call. But the big thing to share with you guys for the PAC plan here in Indiana over the last 3 months, since convention, we have increased our total monthly giving. I want to actually ask President Brown if it's possible to do another door prize, or do we have the option to do that? Or do we have, I was hoping that we could do a prize of some sort to the, to that person who can guess the number of the new monthly amount for a PAC plan for Indiana.
Well, I think that would be appropriate. We can do a $20 or $25 gift card. Why not?
Okay. All right. So,
what's your challenge?
So our old amount for the PAC plan was $420, roughly speaking, for the Indiana PAC monthly payments. So now I want to see who can guess the right amount for the new PAC plan amounts. We've got, let's say, four different choices, and we could have one person guess. The first person to guess can get that $20 door prize. So, how about we do that then? The first amount would be A is $470, B, $520, C, $590, or D, $620.
The first hand that went up was Joe Higdon.
All right, Joe. C, 620.
C was 590. So are you at 590 or 620?
It's a 620.
The second hand that went up was Sarah Meyer.
Whoa, I would guess B, 520.
Uh-oh. You're making it really easy now, 50-50 proposition.
That's right. It's easy, but you got to be the one up with your hand up.
Okay, the third hand to go up was 1563.
590.
That's it, 590. So that's our new monthly pack amount right there. So what was your name?
Patricia.
Patricia, all right.
Patricia, Northwest chapter. Way to go, Patricia.
Well, thank you.
So, Patricia, maybe think about becoming a new PAC. Yeah, maybe think about becoming a new PAC donor with some of that money coming your way. Okay, so I wanted to, like I said, I wanted to share that new amount for our monthly giving is at $590. That's a almost a $180 increase, which is 42% up, from our $420 amount back in July. So we're doing really well, I think, especially for the number of people who are giving. I think if we want to grow the PAC plan as an affiliate in the next quarter or looking into next year, I think that we want to find new donors. That's really where I think that we can grow. We've stayed pretty steady at the same number of donors, which is we've gone up by by two or three over the last couple months, but we've seen a lot of growth in the number or in the average gift amount. So we've gone up from $18, roughly $18 to roughly $23 average gifts. And so I just want to really give a shout out to everyone who is involved and is giving where they can. I think that really speaks to the affiliate that we're growing in this way. I'm wrapping up here. Just wanted to give you that phone number again. It is that I mentioned earlier. So you can either go to the website, like I said, where you can pledge. That website is www.nfb.org/PAC. Or that phone number, if you want, is the national headquarter phone number. So 410-659-9314, extension 2622. And you can leave a voicemail there and they'll help you out with taking down information and becoming a donor or increasing your pledge. So that's it for me. Thanks for the on the spot, door prize there, President Brown. Really
Christopher
appreciate
Myers. We do have a question in the chat. They want to know how does that increase us or does it increase us in the rank of the states that was given? Sarah wants to know.
Yep. So we are now in 33rd place. And the last time that we were ranked was back in July, and that was in 36th place. So we are picking up steam as an affiliate.
Excellent. So let's get on that PAC plan and everybody get moving. Christopher, thank you so much for all your hard work and taking on this new challenge. And you've been doing a really good job since last year when you were appointed PAC chair. And I really appreciate your service. And let's help Christopher out and our affiliate out and move up in the rankings. So when we go to New Orleans next year, we will make sure that we are in at least the top 20. We can do that, guys. We can do that with our contributions. So let's make sure that all new people who want to get on the PAC, make sure you contact Chris. Christopher and Chris, have you put your information out on how to be contacted on how to get on the PAC for those new people who are not on it and some of the old people who want to increase? And I know he's probably muted, but if he has not, he'll put all his information out on the listserv and on our Indiana website so that you guys can sign up for PAC. He gave you the information to call on headquarters, so make sure we get on the PAC plan.
President Brown, very important.
Yes, sir.
You can go to the PAC through our donation page. Right below our donation form is a link back to the National PAC program.
Oh, I think I lost you, Mike.
Oh.
Okay, there you are. Mike?
Yeah, the link to the pack is on our donation form as well. Of course, ours is on top, but then below it, you can click and go through. So nfb-in.org/donate.
All right. All right, guys. You heard it here live tonight. All right, let's move on with our reports. Let's have a Lee.
Yes, I would like to make another suggestion for the PAC plan.
Absolutely.
Okay, we I don't know if Christopher covered or not, but we do have chapters that are contributing to the PAC plan, and we'd like to encourage the other chapters to try to do that as well.
Absolutely. Chapters, divisions, you know, individuals, we'll take your money. Definitely get on the PAC plan, whatever way you can. That's an excellent idea, though, for the chapters to get involved in and get on the PAC plan as a chapter. Excellent. And Lee, while you're unmuted, you may as well stay unmuted because it's time for Newsline Report.
I knew I should have kept my mouth quiet. Okay. Let me get over to that page real quick. Just one second.
Yeah.
Okay. As I reported earlier, the amount of funds that we have in the bank account as of today is $4,119.07. I did receive a check today for a quarterly report, a payment from last quarter. Matter of fact, yeah, last quarter. And that was for $17,225.00. And that will be deposited on Monday. The National Federation of the Blind Newsline, Indiana, we're still moving forward as we continue to get new subscribers. At this point in time, there's an estimated 1,659 subscribers to the NFB Newsline service. There's an excess of the service for every 1 minute and 55 seconds. There's a user or a subscriber using the service. That's 24 hours a day. So it's being used quite heavily. NFB Newsline has recently come out with the 3.0 app, and we're encouraging everyone to use the 3.0 app. There's instructions once you go into the app, and you can also go to the App Store to access the new 3.0, which, by the way, has the Kurzweil NFB reader. So utilize that. We've added new publications to the NFB Newsline service. We're a little over 500 publications right now. Here in Indiana, this past year, we've added two new new cities, and we're continuing to survey other cities along with how our budget will go this upcoming appropriation session. This is a very vital session for us as a Newsline, as it is with many other appropriations throughout the state because of COVID. And we've been in touch with our legislators, even though they're out on campaigning and everything. I did get a chance to talk with one, and we're still looking for us to continue the funding source that we do have, which is $180,000 a year. We're continuing to, we're going to hold the course on that this year so that we won't, you know, do a red flag and get our services cut down or funding cut. But we are working toward that. We're looking at that pretty diligently, and we'll know more about that. We're also working with our state library, with the Talking Book and Braille Library. As many of you know, they have not been that cooperative over the years. So this year, during the COVID, I guess it must have been the COVID to for them to share some of their database with us so that when subscribers sign up for the service, they just don't sign up for the service. Because when we get that information for each new subscriber, we call those subscribers and we give them a basic getting started. They also received the disc and also a welcome letter. But what we found out during this time of COVID, when you call with these new subscribers, and particularly if they're seniors, you're going to be on there for a while. And we learned a lot about that from our seniors, because a lot of them are blind, lonely, and we try to find solutions for that issue as well. So we continue to move forward with NFB News 9. Now, this year for the scholarship with the grant incentive program, Mr. President, we have had with the cooperation of those members that help find new subscribers. This year for the scholarship, we have raised $300 for the scholarship committee. If any others come in before the month's end, and I do have to look at some others that Tammy's been sending me, and I want to thank you again, Tammy Hollingsworth, for that. And we'll be checking those out. And if those are some of the ones that qualify for the grant, we'll make sure that that total is added to the total. So, Mr. President, that's my report.
Excellent. Stay unmuted, Lee. That's excellent report. And thank you, Newsline team, for your generous incentive plan for a scholarship. The committee. I'm sure they really appreciate it. You came up with that idea prior to convention. I thought it was an excellent idea, and we raised them some money, some extra money, and I'm sure they're going to be jumping with joy for that, and even adding more to that total of $300. So thank you guys very much, Newsline team. All right, we're going to move into the chapter reports, and again, I asked Lee to stay unmuted because he's up first to give the Circle City chapter report. And Micah Ball, you're up next.
All righty, Mr. President and Federation, is the Circle City chapter. We currently have 36 members. We've doubled our membership over the last 12 months. And we are getting those members acclimated. We have an average of between 22 and 26 members at each meeting. Since we went virtual, we've averaged that amount. And that's been really good. And I want to acknowledge the board. Which is Florence Myers McSwine is the second vice president, and was the vice president. Enrique Elaine, he's the second vice president. We have Angela Timberlake, she's our secretary, and we have Mr. Greg Thompson as our treasurer. They all do a good job, a great job in making sure that we're participatively. Woo, wow. In the efforts. I'm tired. I'm really tired, y'all. So, okay. We've developed, CCC, Circle City Chapter, social committee. And, that social committee has been doing great things. They're really organizing themselves. And, one of the things that they've actually done is, we're reading the book, Walking Along, Marching Together. And that's a very thick reading. And we've had one member complete that. So each third Thursday, we have a social committee. And that's led by Mr. LaRon Carter, Sherry Lee Harrison, Kimberly Henderson, Kim Morris, Kai Africa, and Robin Cow. So those individuals are doing a great job, and they try to work to build membership within the Federation as well as the affiliate and the chapter. So they're doing a great job, and you can go to our Facebook page and learn more about what we're doing there as a chapter. We have Mr. Ray Montgomery. He's in charge of our social media, and I just want to thank him for doing the hard work that he does to make sure that it's up to date with fresh and new information. We also have our campaign that's a visible, viable, and vibrant. It's an outreach campaign that's kind of been halted by COVID. So we're looking for innovative ways to do that through social media and also through the Zoom platform. So we've been training our members on the Zoom platform for this convention and for just for future growth of our membership so that they can be up on technology. I want to thank Michael Law for that help assistance as that as well. Our Angel Child Gifting and Service Award Banquet. Believe it or not, this is the 16th year for that service. And it is a service that is we open ourselves up to the community, those that are in need, and at Christmas time. We want to thank everyone that continues to participate in that effort. And this year, we've had several donations sent to us for Angel Child. And our members each have a pledge of $100 for the year for Angel Child. And we have some plans this year to go virtual. And also, we're going to go statewide. So chapter presidents around the state, be looking out. We'll be getting in touch with you because we want to spread it around the state this year. So we're looking for families that are meet the eligibilities, and we'll get that out to you. Okay. So we also give a plaque to individuals in our community that have done great service for the blind community. So this year we'll be looking statewide for that individual, and it's really a nice quality plaque, and individuals that receive it, they just love them, and we are glad to be able to give them quality plaques for their 25 years or more of service. So, Mr. President, that will conclude my report for the Circle City chapter. And excellent. Thank you very much as we participate actively in the effort of the National Federation of the Blind and focusing on our future. All right.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I knew I'd get thank it you. Out. I'd get it out one way or another.
I knew you would, too. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys, Circle City chapter, for all you're doing. A lot of stuff. Good job. So up next, we'll hear from the Indianapolis chapter president, Micah Ball. Are you available?
I am.
All right. Take it away.
Okay. So I'm pleased to serve as the chapter president for the Indianapolis chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Indiana. We too are a very active chapter, and I'll provide just a short review of what we did this past year, along with just some general thoughts about our chapter and the folks that are in it. I think that this year has shown us a lot of things about a lot of people. And I've been really, really humbled to experience some of our chapter members during this time. So from our last convention until now, we have been busy. We did our regular fruit basket fundraiser, and that was fruitful, as it always is. We had a great team of people, and Pam and Tony Schnur graciously opened up their home and their space, and they're two of the most giving people you'll ever meet in your life. So they gave a lot to that fundraiser, and that was really successful. We had also members attend the Washington Seminar in February. That was another successful effort. We went and advocated on behalf of ourselves and our chapter and our affiliate in the Blind of America. So we are always happy to do that. And we look forward to participating in that again this year in whatever form it takes. And shortly after that, things changed a little bit. I'm not sure if anyone noticed, but Corona happened. So we did not skip a beat. We went virtual pretty immediately. I think we decided to cancel one meeting in March. And then after that, we got on the virtual bus, and we were really successful with that. The virtual platform offered opportunities in a lot of ways for us to grow individually as members in our technology skills, and also as a group in how we communicate with each other. in the things that, we share and how we support each other. And when this happened, one of the big things that our chapter was able to do was, provide some direct aid and relief to families in need. And these were families with, blind students who were really hit hard by the pandemic. And I was pleased to see our chapter make very, very thoughtful decisions about how to do that and doing that in ways that, you know, preserved those families, dignity and also, preserving the integrity of our chapter too, and not just, you know, freely handing money and, help to people. So that was really nice to see. And in addition to that, we also, became aware pretty quickly that some of our, own folks, namely our vendors, were really suffering during, this pandemic, and, our chapter members did a lot of work with advocacy and trying to make sure that policies were passed and, those that were passed were fair. And then when our vendors needed help, we provided some of that direct relief to them as well. So after that was sort of our, mission in the spring. And then as the summer has gone on, we've participated virtually in meetings. We had a great contingent at National Convention and participated in that way. A lot of our chapter members have been integral parts of planning this convention that we're at. We've spent some time growing our chapter as well. Again, the virtual platform has offered the opportunity for new folks to join us, or for folks who don't get out as much, or can't get to chapter meetings, to be able to be involved and active and engaged. And so this is something that our chapter in particular plans to move forward with and continue in the future, so that we can enhance the participation of a wider variety of people. So that's sort of what we've been up to. And I alluded to this earlier, but I want to just note that I am continually humbled by the folks that, I get to work with in our chapter. We have a diverse chapter. We have lots of different opinions and feelings, and they don't always agree. And we get to have great discussions because of that. And we get to solve problems, and we get to spend time with each other and support each other and help each other grow. And during this time of the coronavirus, we have seen that aspect of our organization and our movement flourish. And so while we spend a lot of time thinking about how we can build the Federation in terms of membership or in terms of raising more money or in terms of other tangible ways, I've been really into the less tangible ways that we've been able to build ourselves and thus grow our chapter and our movement as a whole. That's my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Micah. All right. Can we get, let's see. Let's hear from our newest chapter president, Dennis Manning from the Lafayette chapter, and if Kane or representative from the South Bend chapter make themselves ready to be unmuted. But first, we're going to hear from Dennis Manning, the newest chapter president in Lafayette.
Am I unmuted?
You are.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mr. President. I'm extremely happy to be the president of the Lafayette chapter. Actually, we started around the February 18th, and I think the chapter from Indianapolis came to help us start. I really appreciate them doing that. Also, Lee from the Circle City chapter has been very helpful to me, and I appreciate everybody's help. We have 10 members, and I'm extremely happy to have those members. We have a good board helping out. We had a couple speakers. First speaker is from the library, and he talked about what the library does for blind people. And he also just gave us knowledge of the Lafayette Library. And then we had Bob Hurdy talk about leader dogs, and he explained leader dogs and what type of education he went through to have his leader dog. Also, we have a Facebook administrator, and we have a new Facebook page. So that's exciting. And we finally got on listserv, I think. I think we are. We might not be, but who knows. After a lot of struggles with getting our bank account started, we did. Thanks to Pam Schnurr, who helped us out a lot. We finally got money in there, and Micah sent the check that you were supposed to send us. So we're happy about that. And I'm extremely excited and happy to be president of the Lafayette chapter. So I guess that's my report. Thanks a lot to everybody.
Excellent, Dennis. Excellent. And you guys been meeting monthly as well and chapter virtually and conference calls. Is that right?
Yes. We are putting it on. Yes. Thank you.
Brother. Excellent. Mm-hmm. All righty. Okay. Well, we'll keep up the good work. And if any of us on the state board can assist you in any other ways, please let us know. We're here for you. All right. Let's move on to, South Bend chapter. Kane, are you on the line this time or you have a representative? And while we're
Kane is here, he's just muted.
Okay, he's trying to unmute. Okay. And we'll let him give his presentation. And maybe Mason from the Northwest chapter, please get ready.
Mr. President.
Yes.
The Micah put in the chat, just so everybody is aware, that she also wanted to add that the Indy chapter meets on the second Saturday of the month. And I believe she meant to write 10 a.m.
Yes.
I
think it, yes.
Okay.
10 a.m. Yes.
So she wanted to let everybody know that, but she wrote it in chat.
Excellent.
Yes, 10 a.m.
Excellent.
Thank you for that. I apparently need to work on my typing skills.
Kane, if you can, you need to unmute yourself.
President, while we're waiting on Kane, I guess I will go ahead and say that the Circle City chapter also meets on the second Saturday at the same time. It's been 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Since COVID.
Excellent. And Dennis, how about Lafayette? What times do you guys meet in the day?
Starts at 11.
Excellent. Starts at 11. And the third Saturday what Saturday?
Which is
third week, second week, first week?
Third week. Mm-hmm.
Third week. Okay. Excellent.
I can give it more times if we're still waiting.
Yeah, we're still waiting. Kane, I can't get Kane unmuted, and he's not unmuting himself. So,
Micah, did the First Lady respond to the 802 door prize that you were giving away?
She did. She did.
All right. So we got
that
one.
Door prize claimed.
We got that in the books then.
Okay, we have Christopher Milwaukee is got his hand up. I think he's going to speak for Kane. You're unmuted.
Yes, thank you. I was just trying to get there. I'm sorry about that all, guys.
It's okay.
Kane's a little bit busy. He was just trying to talk to me about it. We are still meeting the first Saturday each month. We've been doing virtual since COVID-19. And, I mean, we just started doing kind of like a hybrid this month. Some are meeting in person. Some are still going. We are doing hybrid. We are starting to trying to do more online with we're trying to go with teachers, credit union, that we can accept credit cards when we do more fundraising down in the future. We are connecting with a local church from one of our members. When we do our next online fundraising, we are going to partner with them and split the funds, what we raise between them two. That's what we're planning on doing. We added maybe three members in the last, from last year to this year so far. We are doing our best to keep up with everything going on with COVID-19 or 2020. Sorry about that. And like I said, we're doing our best to just keep on going until this pandemic gets over.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Yeah. We appreciate your report. Anything else? You told when you guys meet and all of that, right? Pretty sure he did. I said the first week. That's right. Okay. All right. Micah, let's go ahead and give a $20 or so door prize away. And then we're going to get ready let's do this. Let's wait on that and let's get the Northwest chapter's report in, and then we'll move to the divisions. But before we move to the divisions, we'll give the door prize away. How about that? All right. So, yeah. Mamie.
These are Adrian. There's 219s. I wasn't sure which one she
219, yes. Uh-huh. I believe it's 219-885-1553, I believe.
Let me look.
I'm not seeing her. If she's on, she needs to raise her hand. I'm not seeing that phone number.
Okay. Mamie or Trish, raise your hand, please.
We got Pat. Okay.
That's her.
Yeah, we've got Patricia. Trying to unmute her now.
Excellent.
Almost at her. Come on. There's a lag time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There she goes. Go ahead, Patricia.
All right. It's my mom. 1 second.
Okay, Mr. President and everybody. Good evening. Due to the COVID-19, we haven't had no fundraiser, and it's about four of us Everybody else has been sick, and we're looking for new members. We need some help.
All right. That'll be up on our agenda for a list of things to do in January. And when do you guys meet, Mamie?
The third Wednesday at 10.
Third Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right. We'll get to you then. Thank you so much, Mamie. Northwest Chapter. Okay, Micah, let's have that door prize, and then we'll move to the divisions. Let's have the diabetics division up first, and then we'll move into the parents division.
All right, let's have that door prize. And this is a $20 door prize, and it is going to go to Tiffany Cole. Tiffany Cole. And it is 8:50, so you have until 9:20 to either raise your hand or call me, or raise your hand, text me, or email me. Tiffany Cole.
Jean, you're live.
Okay. the diabetics division. Well, I decided to make an attempt to revitalize the the diabetics division again. And we had a meeting on Wednesday and had some members, some new members to come on board. And we have scheduled another meeting for November 17th. There are about 10 of us that will be meeting on that day. And so we're going to see what we can do to recruit new members, and to all of you chapter presidents or division presidents, if you happen to have diabetics who are members, or if you happen to have family members or anyone who is a diabetic or interested in being a part of the diabetic division, just as someone to give support to a diabetic, please let me know. You can send me an email or give me a call, and my information is out there, and I'm on the listserv, jb007d@att.net. So please contact me, and I will give you the call-in number for the conference call. Thank you so much, and I am just really excited that we didn't have to see the diabetics division fold, because it is very important, and it's vital that people get the information that they need to stay healthy. And so look forward to talking to some of you, and that's my report.
All righty. All right. Those of you who are in deniabetes mode, then stop denying it and get with the diabetics. I know I am. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's move forward to parents division. Tammy, what you got for us?
All right. So the parents division has not done hardly anything at all in 2020 thus far, but we did meet today. And we're really excited about the changes that we are headed for and making. We are planning a monthly call. It'll be a Zoom call, and we welcome everyone and anyone who is interested in our division to participate. If you are a parent of a blind child, or if you yourself are a blind parent, or if you just have, you know, a passion and an interest in this group, we're first starting by having our first meeting on November the 3rd, which is election night, and we considered not doing it, but I said, you know what? This is what happened to us last year, so let's do this. So we're going to meet at 7:30. It will probably just be a short meeting to kind of figure out where we're going afterwards, but we will always meet on the first Tuesday of the month by Zoom, probably about an hour and a half call beginning at 7:30 p.m. And our plan is to have part of that be a time to plan for the parents division, and part of it to be a topical discussion on things that pertain to parents or blind children. So various topics depending on, you know, what we set up through the year. We also are planning to work on getting a listserv for the parents division through the national organization, as a lot of states are doing. That'll give us a nice connection to the NFB, you know, that way, and we may be able to find new parents that way. And so we're getting started trying to do some new and different things, and we hope that wherever we are next year, whether wherever we decide to go, that the parents will be in force there. So that's my report.
Excellent. All righty, let's move right along. Then we'll go to the Merchants Division. Joe, you still with us?
Yes, sir.
All righty.
Good afternoon or evening, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a tough year for the Merchants Division in a whole. We are still at about a 75% to 80% unemployment rate for our merchants at this time. We still have that many people out of work due to their businesses being closed and things like that. We definitely appreciate the we definitely appreciate the Chris, what you wrote for the
resolution.
The resolution for the affiliate to hopefully pass. You know, that's going to help us a lot if we can get this accomplished through the Senate to pass this so that we can have assistance in helping reopen the businesses when they need to reopen. We appreciate all the prayers that everybody's given. I know everybody's going through hard times at this time, and we appreciate all that you thoughts that you have gave us. We met today and we elected a new board. The president is now Scott Gears. I am currently going to be vice president. Pam Schnur is going to be the treasurer.
Leo.
And Leo Layton will be secretary. We will start trying to have quarterly meetings at least every quarter to discuss everything that's going on. Anybody is welcome to join the Merchants Division if they are a merchant. They don't have to be a blind merchant in the Randolph Shepherd program. They can be any kind of business owner, and we welcome anybody to join that's interested in joining. And that's my report, Mr. President.
All right, Joe. Thank you for your service, too, as well. I just want to say, ditto what Joe said. I am a merchant as well. I've been in business for many, many years, and I see the struggle. And believe me, the struggle is real out there for merchants. I appreciate some of the chapters stepping up, helping some of the vendors that have fell on hard times, some more so than others. That just shows the strength and the love in this affiliate for each other, and we will continue to do so. That concludes our reports, and we're going to now move into talking about where our convention will be next year. So I am now willing to entertain comments, questions, first from the board and then from the body. Board members, anybody got any ideas where you want to go? What do you want to do? Well, I hear crickets, so that means I guess I'll have to say something about it.
I say Juneau, Alaska.
Juneau's a good place for fishing, but not for us to go to right now. thanks for that.
Mr. President, Hollingsworth.
Hollingsworth.
So I don't, you know, I'll plan to go wherever y'all want us to go. But I will say that our last convention in person, which to be honest with you, for all of us, it's a lot more expensive to go than it is to be virtual for everybody. So it is a consideration of expense. And if who knows where we'll be at this point next year, but hopefully we'll be in better shape. So there's a piece of me that says, well, every other year we move outside of Indianapolis, and we're kind of hosting in Indy this year because the Circle City and Indianapolis chapter are the hosts of our convention. Then there's another piece of me that says, well, we weren't here this year, so, you know, what about going back to Indy next year because we didn't actually do that? So that's really not helpful, but I'm just wondering if there's somewhere that people feel we should go. Just to share a couple of things. I mean, we do have the new Lafayette chapter, and I don't know if they feel ready to host a convention, but we also have talked about starting some work, and we have some very basic beginnings up in the Muncie area as well. Those are a couple of suggestions. We've also had some rumblings down in Evansville. So those are maybe to help you narrow it down to half a dozen optional places that we might go.
Yeah, that is very true. So if I hear from Lafayette or hear from the Muncie folks, I mean, it's worth looking into. Although I tend to agree with you, our convention this year is anywhere and everywhere. And, you know, based on the pandemic, we might be anywhere and everywhere next year. But if we're not and we have an in-person convention, which I would love to have simply because we just have a good time getting together and hanging out with each other and being there. We didn't get to take the opportunity of the Embassy Suites this year, and they were looking forward to us coming. Indianapolis is the centrally located area of our state, right in the middle, not too far from anybody. And due to our short fundraising season, we may want to consider that too. And parts of our convention we may consider, you know, virtual as well. So I'm,
Corey has his hand raised, Ron.
I'm okay. And I'm, up for entertaining in Indianapolis again as well. Corey, what you got?
Well, I would like to see, us going to either Lafayette or Muncie. I personally don't really mind where we have it, as individual or a board member, but I think that, we could do it in Muncie or in Lafayette. I don't know if Lafayette has a hotel that would be to our quote needs, or, I don't know if, Ball State area would have one, but, you know, either Lafayette or the other one would be, good with me personally or boardly. So that's my two cents.
All right. Thank you, sir. Boardly. All right. Let's see. Anybody else on the board or from the audience? Anybody? We can be persuaded now, you know. Anybody else?
Just don't leave me hanging here, guys. It takes a long time to get it all planned. So tell me where we're going tonight.
Well, Pam, I would say Indianapolis only because it's a lot easier to get hotels. We've had trouble getting hotels in other places, especially smaller areas, but I mean, we probably could. Sometimes you can get a hotel, but you can't get any banquet, that kind of thing. So it's a lot easier for us to get a hotel in Indianapolis than it is some of the smaller areas. But doesn't mean we can't, and doesn't mean there aren't hotels in Lafayette that we could use. But sometimes they have all the rooms we need, but they don't have a way to give us any food, and so it makes that difficult. So just my thought.
Right, it's a good thought. Anybody else want to weigh in real quick before I call for the question from the board?
Barbara Price wrote in the chat that she's for Indianapolis.
All righty. Anybody else? Anybody want to weigh in?
Mr. President, is it okay for those who are not on the board to raise their hands if they have an opinion at this point?
Oh, absolutely. Anybody that's in the audience that has a comment about this, want to raise your hand and be recognized? Have at it.
Somebody has his hand up. I'm trying to unmute him as we speak.
There you go, Scott.
Mr. President?
Yes, sir, Scott.
I think we better check on football games that when football starts, maybe Purdue or Ball State will have football games at their home stadiums that weekend. And the hotels, I guarantee you, will be full. Just my thoughts.
It's a good thought, Tom. Scott, I'm sorry. I went to Ball State, and you're absolutely right.
or Purdue.
And Purdue, you're right. Second week of October or the third is generally when we have our conventions. I guess I should have told you guys that, but so let's see. Who else? I think Mr. Lee was President. Trying to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to agree with Tammy and yourself with Indianapolis.
Okay.
Indianapolis. And I hate to throw any pun on that Purdue and Ball State football games, but.
Hey. Red light, lady.
Let's see why they go to them games.
Red light, lady. All right. Anybody else?
Mr. President, Joe writes in the window he's also for having the event in Indianapolis.
All righty.
Alex Gilliland has his hand up. We're working on unmuting him.
So the last in-person convention we had was in Fort Wayne. Oh. And then we went to virtual. So.
Oh, dear. Well, Alex's hand is up, but it won't let me unmute him.
Okay, Alex, you might have to write it in the chat.
I might have to elevate him. Give me a second here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I think I got it,
Alex.
Oh, there you go.
I am. Yes. I'm all for going to Indy as well. To choose a place. What about a place like Southern Indiana? Maybe like Evansville? Terre Haute?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thought, and I'm sure it's on the horizon, Alex. The problem is, at this time, we are underdeveloped there, not saying that we can't go there, but it would be a stretch for us to get to Evansville next year, with the fundraising season that we have had. And then we have to transport everything down there and then find a hotel. So, I mean, I'm not sure we're ready to go there as of yet, but you guys can maybe twist my arm and make me believe it. But as far as I feel right now, it's going to be difficult.
Mr. President.
We have a hand up for 2178.
2178. Okay.
We also have two more comments in chat. Sarah Meyer states that she thinks Muncie would be a good choice for the future, but she recommends with all the COVID things that we go with Indianapolis for now. And Kane writes in the chat that he is for Lafayette.
Hey.
Right. 2178, you're live.
2178 is me, Tony Quinn.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hello,
back.
Everyone.
Welcome.
How are you? Nice
great.
To be here.
Great. Good to hear your voice. Yes.
Well,
what do
my
you think,
feeling,
Tony?
My feeling is with all this craziness, I'm here in St. Paul, and I will tell you.
No, oh, we're going to St. Paul. Okay, let's go.
But no. Not St. Paul, believe me. I think that we should do this virtual again simply to really try and get back to normalcy with a moderate speed. I'm not one for jumping in and being fast about everything. And with this craziness, I think it's best.
Okay. Well, I can tell you this, Tony, that the pandemic will rule the day. So we might have to default back to the virtual convention. So that's never out as an option. But we're just right now trying to decide if it's a possibility that we meet in person. That's what we prefer to do. But, you know, pandemic rule will rule the day for the most part.
Mr. President, Dennis writes in the window that he would like to be unmuted, please.
Dennis would like to be unmuted. Okay.
Got him.
You guys can work on
he's
that.
He's unmuted. And Corey has his hand up. I'm getting him.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hopefully another year, I would be very excited to have it in Lafayette. That's one of my goals. I think we would have a great convention. We have quite a bit of hotels here, and I'd like to have some exciting things related to the university. So, yeah, that would be my goal to have that another year. I think it'd be exciting. So
excellent. So says the chapter president. Okay. Corey, what you got? Man, I'm going to cut it off.
He's still muted. I'm trying to get him undone.
Mr. President, this is Michael Loff.
Mike.
My suggestion would be a hybrid of doing it live in Indianapolis, but integrating the Zoom, or maybe there'll be a different technology at that point, but the virtual components of those who either can't afford or just have commitments that keep them from coming to the event, can't participate, and Zoom could be patched in, so maybe we could have presenters from other parts of the country as we did today and tomorrow.
Excellent.
And we got Corey alive.
All right, thanks, guys. Mike. Thanks, Mike.
Ron?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, sorry. My question is, how long do we need to know in order for us to make a final decision? I know I heard Lafayette, Muncie, Indianapolis, but how long, what would be the cutoff month as we need to know definitely what the final decision is? I'm just asking for a general question.
Yeah.
Mr. President,
our state convention chair says that she wants to know tonight so she can get started, because these things take some time to do, but she's about to speak on it, I guess, now. So.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say that especially I think we need to decide. I mean, it sounds like we're talking primarily about Indianapolis, or we did have Lafayette step up. So, you know, and I really personally love the hybrid idea myself. We're getting good at this, honestly. I think by next year we'd be great at it, but if we do decide to have it, Indianapolis isn't such a problem, but if we decide to have it in Lafayette, then the sooner the better, because we have to really run and get a hotel, because we won't get it if we don't get it quickly. And we may not get it anyway, but we will try. If that's what the convention decides that we want to do, is to go to Lafayette.
So hearing from the chapter president in Lafayette, he wants to get another year so he can get his feet wet, and so he says. And he was kind of wanting us to wait on coming there until he can get prepared for us to do so. Now, if I'm mistaken about that, or misspoken, Dennis, you can correct me, but that's what I heard. So let's do this.
Joe Higdon's got his hand up one more time.
Hey, Ron, that's what I was going to say. In my opinion on Dennis's statement is that he does not want to have it next year. He wants to wait another year to be more prepared. Like you said, correct me if I'm wrong. Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. That's what I thought I heard. Okay. So having said that, and having heard that from the chapter president up there, I'm willing, Pam, to entertain a motion to where you want to go. We'll vote on it.
All right. I make a motion that we have it in Indianapolis, but also use the Zoom platform if we need to.
I second it if I'm allowed.
And Abby second. The state board has to second it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye that we have it here in Indianapolis with a virtual platform included. Signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed. All right, gang. We're going to have it in Indianapolis next year with a virtual component to it, hopefully. And that is contingent on the pandemic, okay? All right. That concludes our business meeting for tonight, our board meeting for tonight. Tomorrow we have a jam-packed agenda. The gavel will drop at 9 a.m. If there's no other business, I'm willing to entertain a adjournment motion.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
It's been moved and second that we adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All right. Good night, guys, and thank you so much.